pretty much everything that happens to you happens unconsciously, and pretty much everything you do unconsciously. The unconscious mind is very important in HUNA because it's a place where blockages get stored. And we'll go into the concept of blockages in detail later on because it's very important, the whole notion of clearing up your unconscious blockages. But now I want to go more into detail as to what your unconscious mind actually does. And I'm going to divide your unconscious mind. I'm going to divide the unconscious mind into several different layers. And I'm going to call those layers different energetic vibrations because that's exactly what we think of them in HUNA as. Energetic vibrations. The first energetic vibration manifests itself as a physical body. So I'm going to call your physical body your first energetic vibration, your first self, your first body, if you will. And I'm also going to say that your physical body is the physical manifestation of your unconscious mind. If you want to see someone's unconscious, you can actually see it with your eyes. Just look at their body. Think of their body as their unconscious mind. But the unconscious mind is more than just a physical body. Both inside and outside the physical body, it's a second vibrational self. I'm going to call that the energetic self. That's the self through which mana flows through the body. By mana, I mean energy, and we'll talk about mana a little bit later. So let's just say the body through which energy flows both inside the body and outside the body. In some systems, it's called the first layer of the aura. Here, we're going to call it the second vibrational layer of the unconscious mind. The third vibrational layer of the unconscious mind is the emotional layer. It is where emotions get stored in the unconscious. This is a higher frequency of vibration. See, in HUNA, we think that as you go up each and every one of these layers, the energetic frequency gets higher. And this is not solely a HUNA concept. There's many traditions that view the unconscious mind in this way. At the next vibrational level, it's where mental constructs get stored. It's where you store your beliefs and most of your thoughts. And you do store most of them, once again, within your unconscious mind at this particular vibrational level that we're going to call the mental level. The fifth level of your unconscious, the fifth vibrational level of your unconscious, is what we're going to call the psychic level. It's where your unconscious mind receives and sends psychic messages. We're going to stop at those five levels of the unconscious, and let's talk about the conscious mind for a moment. I'm going to define for the moment consciousness as awareness. When you're conscious of something, you have awareness of that thing. So when you put your awareness into any of those levels of your unconscious, you gain conscious awareness of whatever it is your attention is focused on. So one level of your conscious mind, or your middle self, is this awareness that you can move around, kind of like a spotlight, pointing at whichever area of your unconscious you want it to point at, therefore allowing you to become conscious of that area. Imagine your unconscious mind as this huge, big room full of stuff all over, like maybe a messy house or a warehouse. Your conscious mind would be the spotlight that you can actually point to any corner, any object in that room, the room being your unconscious mind. So your unconscious mind is way bigger than your conscious mind, but your conscious mind can select where to focus attention. And as you focus awareness into any particular area, you become conscious of that area. And there's also a second level of your conscious mind. Not only does awareness make up your conscious mind, but also control. See, when you focus your spotlight on any section of your unconscious, you become aware of it, but you don't necessarily control it. A second step, a second thing that consciousness does, is it has the ability to learn how to control what's inside that room. And once you have control of what's inside your unconscious mind, you have what we call conscious control. For example, you may be breathing automatically, like most people do most of the time, and without being really aware that you're breathing. And at some point, you decide to focus your spotlight on your breathing, and you become consciously aware of the fact that you're breathing. That's one level of consciousness. Now, a second level of consciousness is when you actually become consciously in control of your breathing. You start breathing irregularly, you hold your breath, you breathe at a certain rhythm that you choose. That is conscious control, and it's your conscious mind that's doing that.